I always turn people's attention now to getting their homes ready for next year. It's the end of the summer. We have a 60-day window to sell houses, September and October, and then things really dry up in real estate. People take listings all the time. I take them all the time, and I put them on the market all throughout the whole year. But I have to manage your expectations, right? You've got to think about, when are you going to make the most money? So let me tell you, if you're buying in a continuing care retirement community, if you're moving into retirement living, and you're thinking about making a move sometime in the next 6 to 8 months, I highly encourage you to wait till February to sell, unless the retirement community is giving you a great discount on the place that you're moving into, if at all possible. I've got houses I'm selling now. I've just sold and settled two properties, one in Burke, Virginia, and one in Alexandria, and both of these sellers are moving to retirement communities here in Virginia. And we just sold a couple who are moving to retirement communities in Maryland. But the opportunity of taking advantage of the overall market timing trend, it's hard to grasp something that you haven't seen before. It's hard to have faith in something that you don't know. I've been doing this 26 years, and I'm telling you, I have that faith. I have that conviction. And what I'm telling you is the absolute truth. There is a time for putting a house on the market where the overall market, it just comes in like the salmon running. It is an amazing sight. So now is a good time, if you're not in a rush to sell this fall, if you don't have a great opportunity to take advantage of a steep discount if you sell now, right now, if you don't have the opportunity to get a lower price on the place that you're moving to, why not wait until the market comes in? And it could be worth 5 to 10% more in your pocket. Literally, if you are trying to sell a home in the fall for $500, it's probably going to sell for $525 to $550 in the spring. It's that, and it's a short window because there's this anticipation that buyers have that things might appreciate. And fear drives people as they see less inventory. Maybe things are really going to jump this year. Maybe I'm going to miss my opportunity. I better jump and make it now. In the middle of February, I sell multiple houses with multiple contracts for well above list price many times. I sold a home in Potomac. I listed for $800,000. I sold it for $845,000 earlier this year. 5 weeks later, I would have sold that house for $800,000. 4 weeks after that, $750,000, $770,000 maybe. And right now, probably $740,000. That is really what you have to think about. The condition is important, but it's got to be in relationship to the market timing. So we have an approach that we use where we actually list our houses now quietly. We troll. If you've ever gone fishing, think of the idea. When you go fishing, you get into a boat that drives you to where the fish are, and then that's where you let your fishing line in, right? Along the way, you might throw a couple of lines off the back of the boat, and maybe you just get lucky and you catch something along the way. So I've got sellers who've said, okay, I want to have you be my agent, and I want to put my house on the market in February. Tell me everything that I need to do. And we're going through the process of getting them ready, bringing our stager in, taking the exterior photographs now because we don't want to do it in February, and getting them lined up. Getting them all ready, okay? But we're also quietly marketing their property for top dollar if there's somebody out there willing to wait until the seller's ready to move. I mentioned this before. The advantages are no sign, no lockbox, no photos, no open houses, for sure. We reduce our commission. It's not in the MLS. There's less hassle. It's private. And you have less prep to sell the property. Well, that's great. And it could work. And if it's a 2% or 3% chance, you have a better chance with the quiet listing than you do with an open house. So why not take advantage of it? If you want to find out more about the idea, get a free copy of the Market Ready Guide. This is my primer for real estate. It's 50 pages of information about getting ready, interviewing your realtor before you hire one, what makes you the most money, all kinds of things. Good, scrumptious, yummy, heartwarming, meaty real estate ideas that I've been giving out for years and gathering for years. So get your copy by calling me now at 1-800-900-9104. Again, that's 1-800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. ericstewartgroup.com. Okay, so, hey, coming up right after the break, Josh Schneider and John Yetman from Morgan Stanley's Capital Bay Group. You're going to want to hear what they have to say, and that's coming up next.